Easter Sunday. Welcome everyone to the 47th day of Lent, where we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is risen. It's Easter. It's time to celebrate.
Yes.
Thank you for journeying with us this whole time. You did it.
Yay, we are so happy and thrilled. You know, it was a huge feat to get through all these readings, and a lot of you did, and a lot of you were faithful to watching all these videos, and we hope that you are going to reap much fruit from St. Alphonsus's teachings, because I know we have.
So if this is your first time watching us, hey, you got us at the very end, but what we're going to do today is continue to reflect on St. Alphonsus Liguori's sermons for today. We did it through all Lent, and now his sermon for Easter today. Let us rejoice too for our own sake, because the resurrection of Jesus Christ is for us a sure pledge of our own resurrection and of the glory we hope one day to have in heaven, in soul and in body. Do you believe in miracles? Everything that the Catholic Church proposes for our belief rests on the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Everything. And if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, there's no point in believing anything the church teaches, because everything flows from this. Jesus conquered death. Death did not have the final word. And the life that Jesus lived, he offers us. We are made to be partakers in God's divine nature. So we have the promise of forgiveness of sin. We have the hope of heaven. We have the promise of ourselves also being raised from the dead, and our soul and our body uniting, experiencing eternal happiness in heaven for all eternity.
No more persecutions or jealousies are there, for there all sincerely love one another, and each rejoices in each other's good as if it were his own. No more bodily infirmities or pains are there, for the body is no longer subject to suffering. No poverty is there, for everyone is rich to the full, not having anything more to desire. No more fears are there, for the soul, being confirmed in grace, can sin no more, nor lose that supreme good which it possesses. I just think I need to meditate a little bit more on heaven. I just think it's so beautiful. And I feel like we have no idea. It's like we get so focused on life here and now, we forget about what awaits us.
The delights of the soul infinitely surpass all the pleasures of the senses. Our senses are made by God, by which we take in the external world, and they give us delight. Think about the things that your senses have delighted in. How about what you have seen? Think about the most beautiful sunset, or the landscape, the most beautiful landscape that you've ever seen. Think about maybe music that has moved you to tears, maybe a symphony. Think about maybe the most delicious meal that you've ever tasted, or the most soothing touch. All of these beautiful experiences in this world are shadows of the goodness that God has in store for us in heaven. And that which is our delight in heaven, what is it? It's God himself.
So interesting that you should say that, because as I was reading these things, I was reading all about heaven. And even when we talk about it with our kids, we talk about, like, you know, there's not going to be any more pain there, and there won't be any sadness, and basically everything that you think is beautiful will be there, but even more beautiful. But you know what? I really missed one important part, one very crucial part. And the main reason that we want to be in heaven is because God is there and we love him. I desire and ask paradise of thee, not so much in order to enjoy as in order to love thee forever.
The bliss of heaven consists in seeing and loving God face to face. A number of years ago, before we were married, I used to have a whole bunch of fish in an aquarium. And then I went on a speaking tour in Ireland, and I came back, and all my fish were dead, except for one. And that one solitary fish lived in a 40-gallon tank for about 7 years before it died. Every day was the same thing. I would feed it fish flakes at about 11 a.m. I'd go open up the top, tap, tap, tap. Fish would come up, nibble, 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 and I'd go around and around and around in that tank all day. Next day, exactly at 11 a.m., the same thing. I open up the lid, fish flakes, tap, 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 come up, nibble, 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 around and around and around in 40 gallons of water for 7 long years. I didn't even change the fish flakes. Now, Imagine, and I took that boring life's existence and I put it into a little fishbowl. And I jumped in the plane and flew out to a Caribbean island and waded out into the water to a coral reef. And I would not dump the fish into the ocean. No, I would submerge the bowl into the ocean to see what would happen next. Would it not be sad if all that fish did was go around and around in circles in a couple liters of water? All it would need to do was look up a little higher, swim out a little bit further, flap those fins a little bit harder, and it would go from this 1 gallon of water to the seemingly infinite ocean of blue that goes all the way around the world. You see, my friends, the fish was not made for the fish bowl. And you are not made for this world. Mm-hmm. You're made for God. You're made for heaven. Mm-hmm. And today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ that makes heaven possible for all of us. Do not settle for the fishbowl, but strive to seek first the kingdom of God, mm-hmm. and God will give everything else to us. Mm-hmm. So my friends, it has been a joy mm-hmm. to be able to serve you this way every day during Lent. Mm-hmm. We're honored by your presence. We thank you for your comments. Mm-hmm. We will continue to serve on this channel regularly. We're doing the Divine Mercy Novena continuously over this next little while. We'll have more in the future. But if you mm-hmm. decide to tune out, I just want to say, hey, thank you for honoring us with your presence. Anything else you know?
No, we are just so blessed to be able to do this and to get to know some of your stories along the way, too. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes. So please pray the rosary along with us. It'll be right up there. And you're welcome to tune in tomorrow if mm-hmm. you'd like.
Happy Easter.
God bless you guys. Mm-hmm.